throughout much of his life, he was associated with the U.S. communist groups, though he was never an actual member of any communist group.
Right. Right.
Kind of talk about that.
Well, it's kind of like the way he said it. I'm a communist. C-O-M-M-O-N-I-S-T. He truly believed the idea of people working together. Together, you would be a more powerful force than one. He writes an essay called What is an Outlaw? Now, again, he's kind of romanticizing the idea of a pretty boy Floyd Robin Hood type of outlaw. And he says, a lot of times it's the outlaw that's trying to do the most good for people. But the problem is the outlaw tries to do it alone. He says there's a lot of people in government that are more corrupt and worse people than an outlaw. But they're surrounded by a lot of people. So government is already a community. There's more than one. He says the problem with an outlaw is he tries to do it alone. Just get them all together. Have an outlaws union. You'd really make some progress or something like that. Kind of tongue-in-cheek. His introduction to left-wing politics actually started in Los Angeles, where the Communist Party was very active in organizing unions for migrant workers. Now, I have to kind of giggle when you look back at history, because now the idea of a union is almost ho-hum. It's common. Everybody knows about unions. Everyone either likes or dislikes unions, but they do exist. They are part of the fabric of America. The idea of nurses having a union, teachers having a union, policemen having a union, plumbers having a union. This idea that if there's more than one, you can probably get better pay and better hours and healthcare or whatever it is that you can fight for together for your group of people. At the time, it was a new idea in America. It had just kind of come over in the turn of the century and become active in the 20s. Woody was introduced to this idea of organizing farm workers. Cesar Chavez was a continuation of that idea. And like I say, now it's kind of ho-hum. But that was the idea that fascinated him when he saw a couple of 100,000 people, like we talked about, living in dire poverty in shanty towns where they would take pieces of paper, cardboard, tin, and try to create a shelter in a migrant camp, living on potato stew. He says, boy, if all you people got together, you'd have a force. You'd be something to reckon with. So he was very much in favor of this idea of unity, people gathering together to work for common good and for their needs. So that idea definitely continued and always still now continues. I mean, I don't think that's an idea he ever gave up. What he didn't abide by was the rigidity. I'm not sure if I'm being callous to say, like, of any political party, but he was a little bit suspicious of anything that was just too organized or too this or too that. He always wanted an opt-out. So he would feel his way through something, and if he got a whiff that, this doesn't smell right, or I don't want to do this, he always wanted his independence. We talked about that before. It was very important to him to have self, whether it was leaving a radio station, even though they were throwing him thousands of dollars, he would say, nope, doesn't feel right. And he did the same thing with politics. He never signed up for anything. He wasn't a meeting-going kind of guy. He wanted to be educated, and he read a lot of political books and things like that. But he wanted to think it through himself. He always wanted an opt-out.